At this time, I would like to introduce the first speaker, Paulette J. from the D.C. area.
I'm an addict. My name is Paulette.
Hey, Paulette.
How y'all doing? I'd like to start off by saying God is so good. I'm grateful. You know, I'd like to thank the high power that I've grown to know and love. Narcotics Anonymous that I've grown to know and love. The people in this room that I'm growing to know and love. You know, I'm really appreciative for everything that's happening to me. And I have to say that especially to my wife, you know, because she puts up with my growth and development, you know, and at times that can be a bit challenging. So to you, my wife, I say I love you, you know. You know, when I was given this opportunity, you know, I said, you know, wow, I'm grateful that there's a program, that there's no dues or fees, no application requirements. You don't have to complete any paperwork to walk in the door. See, because if I had to, on a lot of occasions, you guys wouldn't let me in. Based on my sexual preference, in some arenas, they don't dig that. Based on my height, in some arenas, you're too short, Paulette. Based on the color of my skin, in some places, you're a little too bright. You know, but in here, we have something called unconditional. That for me has served to be the catalyst and the reason why I've kept coming back. See, what has happened for me with this More Reveal thing, like I'm an only child, and my entire life I lived within me. Watch out now, because that's, hey, listen. Never Never Land and Oblivion were my home bases. I had no idea what was going on, and the main question was, why was it going on? Okay, I lived with my great-great aunt. I was pissed about that because I'm like, I'm an only child. Why I can't be with my mother and my daddy? Why they can't be together? Like, you know, the Brady Bunch and all that stuff I watched on TV. You know, have a happy little home with white picket fences. You know, I watched a lot of TV with my 80-year-old aunt. Green Acres, you know what I'm saying? Look, Mr. Ed, a horse is a horse, of course, of course. You know what I'm saying? I grooved to some of the strangest things, but that's my familiarity. You know, but what has happened is that the day that God saved me from the addiction was the first day of the rest of my life. And I like to say welcome to everybody to the first day of the rest of your life. It don't matter if you stop using yesterday, yesteryear, last decade. It don't matter. Today is all we got. So understanding the essence of that, what happens in this more revealed, more will be revealed area, I was introduced, and I'm grateful to my sponsor for being willing to guide me through the process of step work. I'm saying, why I gotta write this stuff down? Why we can't just talk about it? I mean, I've never talked about it, so talking about it will help me out. I mean, why I gotta write it and then read it and look at it? I mean, come on, man. Out of sight, out of mind is what I'm familiar with. So when she introduced me to the process and explained why, and because I hadn't used in a few hours, I was willing to do that. And we explored the steps in a way that I was so willing because every day I thought back to the days that I used. And I know one thing, I never want to live like that again. There were so many uncertainties in that area. But what really, really, really made the difference for me was that most of the uncertainties I was creating on my own. I mean, hey, I wasn't responsible. You know, I was having unprotected sex with a lot of people. You know, caught up thinking that the cocaine was an antibiotic. I mean, it ain't gonna hurt me because if I smoke or use coke, it'll kill it. Not even realizing that it was killing me. So once I got an opportunity to take a look at these things on paper, I said, okay, this is what we got to work with. And my sponsor says, one thing about it, y'all, you know, this, you ain't got to do it by yourself. I'm here for you. You know, and wherever you need to go, we going to go together. And that affirmation right there keeps me sustained today because I'm an only child. And at any given moment, if I think I got to do something by myself, fear will set in. And I will hide in the comfort of my own home and commence to killing myself. Not just with, you know, it's not using now. It's, you know, TV, it's Lifetime, you know, it's movies, it's HBO, it's Law and Order, Criminal Intent. And don't let it be a weekend that there's a marathon on. Because I ain't going nowhere. Nobody's anniversary, nobody cookout, none of that. You know, and having the opportunity to take a look and become familiar with the Paulette that God has given me, the only one I'm going to ever have. You know, what am I going to do about being familiar with these things? So now I got a sort of like overview of Paulette, and I'm trying to like govern myself accordingly. And sometimes I wake up and say, man, this is a little bit too much for me. Because I've never had to do anything. I depended on my mom. I said I would be a marijuana smoking Toys R Us kid forever. I mean, because as a little girl, I was given so many things that equated to love at that time. And you know, we can only give what we have, you know? And they had a lot of things to give me, but that wasn't what I was looking for. So later on, I get here, and y'all say, this is what we got for you, a hug, a keep coming back, a don't use, and we're going to teach you how to love. And I'm grateful to that. You know, what has happened to me in this topic of more will be revealed, see, it's things like, you know, I don't have to act like I like men. I mean, in a sexual way. I don't have to act like that anymore. Because y'all cool. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I trick with y'all. I mean, a sister do what she gotta do. Hey, you know, and the reality is I have an 18-year-old son. And I know a lot of guys in here, but I can't say none of y'all look like the dude I tricked with. I can't say, oop, it might be him. Or it might be him, though. Or nah, but my son kind of looked like you, though. I can't even say that in here. Because it's not true, and I don't know. But that's something that I've asked God to forgive me for. And he's let me off the hook. But I have to constantly let myself off the hook every time I go in my son's room and it smells and looks like a marijuana playground. And see, I love marijuana. I got to put an ED on the end because that has to be past tense. Because if I think I still like it, uh-oh. I don't want to call that into my existence. You know, so, you know, my son, I love him. You know, he's 18. I don't know who his father is. He's struggling with an identity crisis. He's growing up. You know, he's tall. You know, he's slim. You know, he getting hair. You know, we laugh. You know, and he be high, and I laugh at him, and so many things go through my mind. First being, I used to smoke marijuana with my mommy. So wouldn't it be nice to share one of them fat old blunts they be smoking with him? Wouldn't it be nice to sit and get high and have the munchies with my son? No, it wouldn't be. Because I'm not able to function, because that's just not enough for me. See, it's about more and more and more. As I look at my life today, I'm obsessive and compulsive in other ways. I have 900 neckties. Now, it's only 365 days in a year. What do I need with 3 years worth of neckties? I mean, come on now. I got a zillion shirts. I mean, come on, it's 7 days in a week. I mean, when I stopped using, found this new way to live, it was revealed to me that there are some things that are going to go on. You know, no matter what you do, Paulette, as an addict, you've fallen, sort of say, victim to a set of conditions that are going to keep you right here. But you can work constantly to be free from that. But don't sleep on it, because once you think you're good right here, watch out. Here it comes. Okay, so here we go. I'm riding down the street. You know, God is good. I'm just riding down the street, dropping my wife off, going to work. And I'm a driving Miss Daisy type of young lady. I don't drive fast, thank God. I don't have road rage, thank God. But what happened was my wonderful wife decides to buy me a sports car. Okay, so I'm driving, and the people going a little too slow. Just a little too slow. So I make a decision to go around them. And I mash the accelerator. Slowly but surely. And as I proceeded to pass by them, I didn't look. I just said, see y'all later. And when I got to the end of the street, I got in front of them, and I proceeded two lights. And I looked in my rearview mirror. I said, uh-oh, police going to get somebody. And I proceeded to pull to the right to let him pass. And he said, yes, ma'am, I'm coming to get you. I said, okay. So I was speeding a little. I pulled over. I'm shuffling through. I get my license and registration because I'm good. I got a driver's license today. My tag's legit. They ain't dead. So police pulled me over. He took the license and registration and went to the car. He said, you were speeding. I said, okay, no problem. You know, just hurry up so I can go to work. He went to the car and he stayed a long time. And I didn't feel fear, but I saw fear. And after 20 minutes, a van pulled up. And some people got out and started to put rubber gloves on. And I'm saying, well, what is, you know, what can this be?
CSI.
Okay. What could possibly be going on? Did my wife steal the car? I mean, I don't know, but I will find out in a few minutes. So he says, ma'am, we are arresting you because you were going 71 in a 35-mile-an-hour zone. I said, but that was 3 blocks ago. He said, yes, ma'am, I had to wait for the light to catch you. He said, and we have to arrest you because the law states in the District of Columbia that we have the option to either give you a ticket for reckless driving, this is a public service announcement, or lock you up. I said, okay, no problem. You know, and I'm willing because I did it. I know I did it. When I made that decision, I had to be ready to answer the call. So, you know, they said, you go ahead, secure the car. I said, here go the key. No, you take the keys with you. I was like, I'm not going to get a ticket on my car, am I? She was like, no, you'll be okay. So, you know, I put my hands back here. She said, no, you're okay. We're just going to put the cuffs on the front. So they put handcuffs on me. And I had a leg brace on at the time, and I limped, and the lady saw I had a brace on, and she said, okay, well, take your time. No hurry, you know. So they helped me in the van. It wasn't a paddy wagon. I hadn't been in one of those in a long, long time. But it was a van, and I got in the van, and I forgot that I was claustrophobic. My heart started to pound. I started to sweat. I began taking my clothes off. The hat went first, then the tie, and then something said, try praying. I'm familiar. I couldn't do too much with my hands, you know, but I immediately dropped my head and I said a prayer. 3 minutes later, I was relieved from that, able to text my wife and say, help, I'm going to jail. And once I was able to get there, I was free. They took me to the place, and one of the young ladies that processed me, we went to high school together. She was like, Paulette, I was like, look. I was speeding. Okay. She said, okay, we'll take care of you. We'll get you out in a few moments. I went through that process, afraid but willing to show up for what I had done. Today, it's not that bad. When I was using the things that I used to do, I knew where I was going, and I knew it wasn't going to be for an hour or so. See, the program gives us a reprieve from that. When I get to the court building on the day of, he says, you know, the paperwork says bring your driver's license, copy your driving record. So I'm skipping in there, you know, nice little suit and hat on, you know, doing Paulette, you know, with my wife. And we show up and get up, you know, to the judge. And they do whatever they do and say whatever they say. And all I heard was no. I'm saying, no, my driving record. I'm saying, look, my stuff clean. He's like, look. You're being charged with not having a driver's license. I'm like this. Look, I got a driver's license. It only expired in 2015. Look, there was an issue in the system. They were wrong. But what do I have to do? Is I have to show up not knowing what the outcome will be. And as a result of showing up, more is revealed. And the more sometimes is the more that'll catapult you into your freedom. Because, see, even though we're doing the right thing for the right reason, see, the adversary's job is to kill, steal, and destroy by any means necessary. There's no limit. So be careful, Paulette, because he's going to dwell within your house. It will live in your situations. So how ready are you for this new way of life? I'm ready. I don't give a what happened. Because y'all have taught me. You guys, I mean, come on, man. I'm a little girl, man, learning how to do this. We don't know. We got steps, manuals, all kinds of literature and everything, but everybody's experience is their own experience. All of our experiences aren't written in the book. What happens is there's a synopsis and an overview that you can relate to. Different things you can grab and pull and use. How about your own experience is your own experience? You have to get it. My sponsor couldn't give it to me. I know the signs say speed limit 35, but when I decide to exceed that, I made the decision, and I got the power to carry it out because I got in a real fast little car. So what happens? What happens, Paulette, when you decide to make decisions like that? When you decide to do things that you know are subject to backfire on you, cause you harm, or someone else. The steps say ask God for forgiveness, pray for the other person, you know, take a 10th step and do some work. It don't say just sit there and you know, it just stay right there, Paulette, and it'll get better for you. No, just like I did the work to mess it up, I got to do the work to fix it. A lot of times, that's not comfortable for me. Because I think I do things right 99.99% of the time. That 0.01%, that ain't mine. He or she deserved that. They asked for it. If they hadn't have done this, I wouldn't have done that. That's in my step work. My feelings and the things that I do are based on what, you know, if she didn't, if he didn't, I wouldn't have. But what about today, like just being accountable for the decisions that you make? Knowing you got good orderly direction and knowing that the benefit of having the good orderly direction is that more will be revealed. Don't put a limit on the more. Because the revelation of the more could be something to teach you something to do or not to do. But that more ain't going to feel good. See, that more is going to make me real uncomfortable. Like, I don't really want to pay no lawyer $750 because I ain't do nothing. Yeah, I did something. I was speeding. But I'm learning now that if I'm accountable for the things that I do, knowingly and unknowingly, the revelation will continue to allow me to grow up. See, I'm a little girl. Coming up on 16 years, I'm just starting to live. I smoked marijuana for a long time. I snorted cocaine for a long time. But the crack, it didn't last long. I mean, it didn't. It sent me into a corner, peeping through a very little crack in the door, standing there for substantial amounts of time, thinking that someone or something was coming to get me. But I would stand there and pursue it for as long as I felt the need. So how about now that I'm clean? Standing there and going through it for as long as I need to. Not just to clear the wreckage of my past, but to help adjust the wreckage of my future. Because it ain't over. I'm going to make some more mistakes. They're just going to be in different areas. And what's really cool is that I'm going to come in here and one of y'all done already done it. I ain't the only one that got pulled over by police in here. I'm pretty sure we all have had bouts with the police, sooner or later. Okay? So what has happened for me through the grace that I'm only saved by, that I'm grateful for the revelations and the more will be revealed, because it helps me to get centered on the real power that got me here. See, it ain't me. It ain't the cute little shoes that I wore. It ain't the slick little suit or the tie that I put on. There's the ultimate power that was looking out for me when I wasn't even giving a shit about myself. The alleys that I walked in, the cars that I jumped in, the things that I did. Oh, my, 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 my. It is only by his grace that we're in here. So I dare you to be grateful. I dare you. I dare you to appreciate the revelations and the more will be revealed. Because it's coming. We are the chosen ones. It ain't over. We gonna get it. I mean, why not? If you understand that there's a power, and whatever your power may be, the power made a sacrifice for you at some given time. And the sacrifice that was made wasn't due to the powers. It was due because it knew that we would falter as human beings. I'm grateful that I've been given an opportunity to care and share it in a way. A little girl growing up, y'all are teaching me. See what happens when you give something unconditionally? A lot of times I want to know what I'm going to get if I give it. What about you can't even imagine what your rewards will be if you make a decision to do something unconditionally, Paulette. You give somebody a ride, give somebody a hug, even when you don't want a hug, they might not smell good, look good, or none of that. You don't like them for whatever reason. They make your skin cringe. You need to run your little butt over there and hug them even faster. Because it's a lesson in it for you, Paulette. And I'm grateful for the lessons. I'm grateful, and I keep saying I'm grateful. I mean, you know, it's not about what you say, but I mean, hey, what can I do other than say it over and over again and be happy that I've been given this opportunity? So I'm going to say this. I say, you know, that I dare you to care about where you're going. It's your life. What you going to do? I dare you to turn it up a notch. Like I hit the accelerator. I dare you to take your recovery to another gear. Shift it in the overdrive, because we rolling out here left and right. Time is of an essence for us. It's running out. It goes upward, not backward. So I'm 46, I'll be 47, and then 48 if God will, and 49. It don't go, I'll be 46, and then 45, and then 44, and then 43. It don't go that way, y'all. So we're getting older, and we need to do things a little quicker, because time is running out. I dare you to accept the fact that more will be revealed. I'm Paulette, and I'm going to keep coming.
Thank you, Paulette, for that. Before I introduce the